Support for this podcast comes from U.S. Bank. When it's time for a new credit card, the best ones do way more than just buy stuff. And that's why U.S. Bank offers credit cards that make every day more rewarding. Earn cash back, score points when you shop, dine out, travel, or binge watch, or get a low intro APR. U.S. Bank credit cards were designed to fit your lifestyle. So make every day more rewarding and check out usbank.com/creditcard. U.S. Bank credit cards are issued by U.S. Bank National Association N.D. Some restrictions may apply. Member FDIC.
Hey, I'm Sam Pasco, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. Each episode, we whip around the top players, injuries, and game notes to help you dominate your fantasy game. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod and sign up for a free trial subscription. We first start with the top player headlines in Major League Baseball. Yordan Alvarez will serve as the Astros' designated hitter and will bat fifth in Sunday's Grapefruit League game against the Nationals. The 23-year-old slugger will be making his long-awaited spring debut in what marks his first game action since mid-August after a lengthy recovery from bilateral arthroscopic knee surgery. Padres outfielder Will Myers was scratched with a sore right knee Saturday against Arizona. It's not yet clear whether the issue is something serious enough to threaten his readiness for opening day. Ben Simmons is probable for Sunday's game against the Spurs due to COVID-19 protocols. Bradley Beal did not play in Saturday's game against the Bucks yesterday due to left knee soreness. Beal wasn't originally on Washington's injury report, but he was unable to suit up against Milwaukee. John Wall will remain sidelined for Sunday's game against the Celtics. Wall was initially expected to be available for the start of the Rockets' second half schedule, but he will now miss a third straight game since its resumption. Alex Caruso of the Lakers was diagnosed with a mild concussion after hitting his head during Friday's game against the Pacers. We have 9 games on in the NBA tonight, with 6 of them in the night slate beginning at 7 p.m. Eastern. At the guard position, consider Ricky Rubio against the Blazers. He's managed at least 21 Yahoo points in 13 of his last 15 games, while averaging 27 fantasy points. The best part of this might be the opponent, with Portland surrendering the most fantasy points to opposing point guards. Trae Young is another possibility, as he's produced at least 49 Yahoo points in 3 straight games with a 45-point average. What we really like about him here is that Cleveland ranked 22nd in defensive efficiency and is on a steady decline since the opening month. At the forward position, Jimmy Butler has been one of the best players in the league over the last month. Since returning from injury on January 30th, Butler is averaging over 22 points a game with 8 rebounds and 8.9 assists per game. For the complete breakdown, check out the Yahoo DFS Basketball Sunday Picks article on rotowire.com/pod. For more fantasy news and stats, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. With this free subscription, you'll get access to every sport and our daily fantasy sports tools for 10 days. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.